due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Oh, see? I just can't stand.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
It's about time you did something right.
Damn!
Yeah!
Acknowledge me!
Bitch! Shut up!
You get nothing!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight, it's good to see all of you here. Let me start with my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
This week, the emphasis of the World Wrestling Entertainment is world, by every stretch of the imagination.
And we'll be diving deep into that. Next, I have my other co-host, our numbers guy, Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to AEW, but things are actually cooking pretty well there right now. But we'll get there. We'll get there.
Oh, yes. I have to pull up the preview because Wrestle Dream is this weekend.
Yes, it and is. It is tomorrow night from what we're recording.
And Mox and Darby Allin have really set up a pretty cool match.
Yes, they have.
They really have. I need to step away because we need to introduce our sound guy from New Jersey.
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
Good evening,
PRM. Welcome back.
Legs are finally back to normal completely. So, which means it's time to get back into training mode properly again.
No, you're going to stay here and fix that mess in the server room that Sapboy can't fix.
What do you mean I can't fix?
What did you mess in the server room?
Something about a muffin button?
Hey, muffins are delicious.
Yes, can you get a few of those out of there? They're starting to stink.
Yeah, I'll get them out soon enough. As soon as I hit it again, like this.
I already pressed it. You're not getting it done.
No. I was actually just slamming my muffin button. Muffins! But yes, we first, though, need to go back to Sunday.
Actually, we need to go back to Friday.
Okay.
Because on the kickoff show, which was early Saturday morning here in the United States for Crown Jewel, we got another retirement announcement.
Yes, we did make mention of this last week with AJ Styles' retirement coming next year.
Yes, it was a bit of a confirm, but then we go to Saturday, okay?
And yep, Crown Jewel. Yeah, Saturday night over there, Sunday morning here.
Saturday
morning here. That's my joke.
I'm
about,
just waiting for Carl to make some pithy statement here in his post notes.
Yes, but what a show. This was outstandingly good, but it had a lot of literal impact in a lot of different stuff. Literally.
Catch me while you make it. You almost had me spit out my water. Thank you very much.
Sorry. So we opened the show with the Australian street fight.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman Reigns was about to lose to Bronson Reed when Jay and Jimmy Uso come out and, well, Jay spears Roman, and Bronson is only the second person to pin Roman in a singles match, the other person being Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
But Nikki.
And before that, Jey Uso in like 2019, but. Yeah, 2021, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But what? But the post show after has created so many TikTok stuff. Okay.
Oh, are you talking about the Rhea Ripley fan section?
No, we're talking about where Roman says, I don't want to see you boys before till Christmas.
Yep.
And there's a and there's a TikTok stuff coming away where people actually act that out. It's hilarious. It's really good. But Roman is so where is Roman right now? Finishing the movie, I'm guessing?
Probably.
Most likely. Okay. I mean, that way he could just stay in Australia, because I'm guessing some of it's being shot there.
Yes. So then it was, then you had Stephanie Vaquer becoming the women's crown jewel champion, defeating Tiffany Stratton in about a 10-minute match. And actually, Tiffany Stratton was very good, but Vaquer was much better.
Yeah, Tiffany, when she is with the right opponent, is very good. When she is with the wrong opponent, she still is green.
Yes.
And I think this was the shortest match on the card.
Yes.
Yes. By far. By far.
But it was what it needed to be. It was just enough.
Yes. Exactly.
But then. Fuck. Yeah.
A while Jason just disappeared.
Yes. Jason disappears right in the middle, but yes. Let me go ahead and pull that card up, because I caught some of it, but I didn't catch all of it.
Well, I saw the whole thing. I got up early enough to have breakfast cereal with it, so.
Oh, there we are. But then we get ourselves to the nostalgia match. Jason, would I be right in calling the next matchup the nostalgia match?
I don't want to necessarily call it a nostalgia match. I would call it a greatest hits match.
Complete with somebody wearing gear they haven't worn in well over a decade.
Try 2 decades, because that was his gear from the very first Spike TV episode.
Wow, 2005? Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, we're talking about John Cena versus AJ Styles.
So then John Cena did something very, very, very cool.
Yes.
He wrote a a phenomenal introduction, so to speak. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He called him, I love this, he is the definition of no total nonstop action.
Yes.
He was the ace and undisputed boss of the Bullet Club. I spit my coffee when I read that. Ooh, when I heard that.
Somebody's probably going, really? The undisputed boss.
Finn Balor just dented a locker.
Yeah. Yes, wait exactly. Till next year, because I'm betting those two are going to have a match at some point.
Yes,
I hope so.
And then he said that maybe he goes, it's my honor and my privilege to see if he could beat up John Cena one more time. He's the phenomenal AJ Styles.
Yes.
Okay. That was just the amuse-bouche to this stuff. They pulled out stuff that was just like, okay, we had Rusev accolade.
Oh, I have the whole list in chronological order.
Go for it, VRM.
Yes, let's hear it.
Cena with a skull-crushing finale.
Ding.
AJ with a Scorpion Death Drop.
Ding!
Cena with the Accolade.
Right.
AJ with the Kakina Clutch. Cena with the Walls.
Yep.
Yep.
Cena with Sister Abigail.
Okay, stop right there for a second. Okay?
Yeah.
Stop right there. When he did that, a crowd went bat fucking guano crazy. Okay?
Do you blame them?
Right.
I did too.
And then you saw the fireflies. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the camera caught Cena looking up and going, yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. Okay. That blew my mind. Go on. Go on, VRM.
AJ with the Angel's Wings. Cena forgetting to do the slap on the DD on the back with the DDT. And then hitting an RKO.
Again, that's what I'm crazy. Okay.
Yes.
And then as AJ's getting ready to do the five knuckle shuffle, a goozle.
Right.
And chokeslam. Now there's been debate over whose chokeslam it is, and because people are saying that because he dropped to his knees, it was the Big Show's chokeslam.
Yes. Because the other reference that you're thinking of comes a little later.
Yep.
Now, did we skip one?
I think I have a feeling that this person did skip one on the list because I.
Well, they didn't. It was because they didn't execute it because they actually set up for a 619.
Yes.
Right.
Juan Cena referenced as well.
Oh, and the punt also we skipped because.
Yes.
Because. Because he didn't hit the punt. But then AJ with some tuning up the band and some sweet chin music.
Yes.
Which leads to the final spot of the match, which, AJ's jumping off, Cena's rolling through, and he's just going to lift him up onto his shoulder. Oh my gosh, is he going to do a tombstone?
Bong!
And then he picks him up for the AA.
There is one other missed.
What was that?
AJ Styles doing a move that people originally thought was a nod to Hangman Adam Page, but it's not.
What, the Buckshot Larry? Oh no, the Deadeye!
It was not the Deadeye. That was a nod to Frankie Kazarian and Fade to Black.
Nice. Okay.
I knew there was one that was missing.
But, you know, anyone who fucking shit on this match needs to just turn the TV off. Seriously.
Yeah.
This was
grass. This match was amazing. It popped the crowd, it popped the announcers, it popped the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And girls.
Yeah, it popped the entire locker room.
Yes, it did.
It was just beautiful to watch. I mean, to see it live and to just go, holy shit, they're doing this. Holy shit, they're doing that. Oh my God. And I'm just like, wow. Mm-hmm. Can you just imagine the backstage calling in the match? Like, remember, Nikki, we were talking about this, right?
Yeah. And just every time they pulled out a move, you'd hear an, oh, somebody call it out. And then the next move comes up, somebody calls it out. The whole bit.
No, but I'm talking about how they planned this. You know, Triple H goes to Cena and AJ. What are you going to do in there? Give us 30
minutes.
Everything
we can think of. We're going to call it in the ring.
Okay, you got 30. And they did. Cena wins, but you know what? Who cares? Doesn't matter.
The fans won this one. This is a match of the year candidate.
Yeah, and AJ was damn right. He's like, we don't need no story.
No. You don't need no story. You just need people to go, okay. You know?
Yeah.
It. Then the Kabuki Warriors lost to Io and Rip Rhea.
Yes.
Okay. But then we have the good news, bad news situation. I think there's a certain button you need to hit.
Yes.
ERM.
Yeah.
The good news was Seth Rollins defeated Cody Rhodes to become the Crown Jewel champion. Fine, we expected that.
Yep.
Great match, outstanding match. However, Seth, being the crazy motherfucker that he is, decided to try and do a coast-to-coast on Cody and landed on his shoulder and either separated it.
That's a coast-to-coast headbutt. Why?
Oh, okay.
I thought it was a coast-to-coast flying forearm.
No. Or it was something, okay. But it was... Cody was upside down hanging from the turnbuckles, and Seth jumped and did not connect or connected, but wound up landing on his shoulder for his trouble.
Which led to something else on Monday. But by the way, this was absolutely a great match. Cody and Seth just put on another 30-minute clinic.
Yep.
You know, they were... I love the fact that they told the story of who was in whose head. Cody was in Seth's head, etc. I love that. That was great. Really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have the results, don't we?
Yes. And in last place with 5 points was you, Jason.
I know, but you know what? It was predictable.
Yes.
It was a predictable show.
So predictable, in fact, that myself, Nikki, VRM, and Shane all got 6 points. And as tiebreakers exist, Nikki retains her title.
Boot. Hooray. I usually don't get 2 months in a row.
Right, but then...
Stepboy, what were you going to say?
I didn't. I just had a bit of an issue with my throat.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right, then so we get to Monday Morning Raw.
What's up, Yurim?
I was say, then we get to Monday Morning.
Yep.
Yes.
At... the day near the butt crack of dawn in the U.S. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, 8 a.m., which I did. I did watch most of Raw.
As did I.
I was awake. I had my alarm clock for it, and he fell back asleep.
And I was working.
I'm just trying to think. So, Seth.
The Vision opens the show.
Right.
Yes.
And Seth says some things that he would come to regret.
Because words mean things, especially in the order he was saying them.
Mm-hmm.
While he praised his two proteges, he also said, but I don't really need them.
Mm-hmm. He says, and I quote, Roman Reigns needed the Shield. Roman Reigns needed the Bloodline. Cody Rhodes needed him to beat Roman Reigns, but he doesn't need anybody. He doesn't need Bronson Reed. He doesn't need Bron Breakker. He doesn't need Paul Heyman. He beat CM Punk and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania on his own. He won the world title on his own. He trounced Cody Rhodes with one good arm. He doesn't need men in the ring. He chose them and they have chosen him because he's a visionary, a revolutionary, etc. I'm like, okay.
Oh boy.
You fool! Yeah.
Yeah.
which led to a big match of the night. We're going to go back and forth a little bit. Big match of the night was CM Punk, Jey Uso, and LA Knight. Going for the number one contendership. CM Punk wins. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Vision gets in the ring, and then all of a sudden, Braun smash.
Oh boy, he broke Seth clean in half.
Right, yeah. And then Braun's with a tsunami.
Yeah, it was like Braun was just what.
This is the respect you show me, enough.
Exactly. And a thing that I missed was that Uncle Paul raised Braun and Bronson's hand at the end of it. I thought the show cut off at that point. I might be misremembering.
No, he did.
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, Doofenshmirtz playing with the greatest troll in the business, those title cards, because the titles had come up, they had faded off the screen, just waiting for the fade to black. Spear. Yeah.
But
there is a legit reason for this. Now, the rumors and through multiple sources, the Vision.
Darren, what were you going to say?
Sorry.
Let Jason go first.
I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize for taking over. I really do. I'm sorry. But what happens is, according to multiple reports, Seth is going to be out for a very long time.
As in, there's a good chance he's going to miss Mania.
No!
Yeah, unfortunately.
I need that office reference. No!
Yes.
Pinky!
Now, the rumors that I got on multiple that the Vision was going to break up, but it was going to set up a WrestleMania match because it was going to happen around Royal Rumble time. That's what I had heard. Had you read anything to that effect?
I hadn't read anything, but Seth being the crazy fuck that he can be, will do everything in his power to be back by Mania, if not a little before, just so they can get that Roman Seth one-on-one match that we so desperately need.
Mm-hmm. That being said, part of me, and this is because I got burned during the SummerSlam bit, and we got worked during the summer with the knee in LA Knight. Will they, and whether or not Seth is actually injured?
Yeah, okay.
Will they spin? Are we being worked again by Seth and Paul?
Oh God.
That would be a bad call. Personally, if they want to work us in any way, they can exaggerate how long he's going to be out.
Yes, do it the other way, like they did with John Cena in 08.
I still owe that kid an apology.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you, VRM, because I was just like, okay, is it a work? Because everyone's going, it's a work. It ain't real. It's a work. It ain't real, you know. And you're right, and they have to be, because it's the boy who cried wolf, or the boy who cried injury, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The boy who cried ouch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, like I said, I think if they're going to do it, let's work it this way. He's hurt. We don't know how long he's going to be out.
Sooner.
I want him to be a surprise at the Rumble. That would make me happy.
Yes.
Sep shoulder, that's probably in time frame? Because that's what? What's the normal time frame? I know we've discussed it before. It's what, 8 weeks?
But I thought the rotator cuff was 4 months, maybe more. A rotator cuff surgery recovery time is 6 to 8 weeks. I mean,
recovery the specific several months to a year.
Yeah, several months to a year, depending on the tear.
Rate of tear.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
But it could be a situation. I think I brought this up last week, like Ken Kennedy and his tricep. They thought mm-hmm. he was going to be out for a while, and he went and got a second opinion, and it wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But again, we don't know how much of this is work and how much of this is shoot. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that this time he's actually hurt. If he pulls this shit again, I'm going to tell Jamie Claudia that she should not be backing such a bald-faced liar.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll throw it back in my face about Uncle Paul. Anyway. So, what else happened on Raw that we need to...
Well, okay, Dominic Mysterio used the loaded boot to beat Penta.
And was getting cured like crazy.
Yeah,
because it was a bona fide Eddie thing.
Yeah. More destruction of Kyrie, of Rhea Ripley and Io Sky.
Right. And Bayley and Lyra Valkyria, their story continued.
Yep.
Okay.
With essentially Lyra slapping Bayley into Crazy Town.
Right, exactly. And then, of course, pretty much the main we talked about. But we forgot something very, 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 very important. We skipped Sunday night as we had another retirement match. Okay? At Bound for Glory.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Look out, look out.
Yes. So, this was at Lowell, Massachusetts, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, at the Songus Center. A
very big crowd for TNA. It was like 7,500 to 8,000 people there.
6,000.
Okay.
So the inspiration.
Nope, 7,794.
Oh, wow. Okay. The inspiration defeated the Elegance brand. And what was it? Ash by Elegance has decided to retire.
We talked about that a few months ago. We're not sure why she's retiring, but she has.
She has. Steve Macklin is your new international champion.
Yep.
Tessa Blanchard defeated Gia Miller.
Yay.
In a bullshit ending.
Yes.
Frankie Kazarian and Nick Nemeth co-won the Intergender Call Your Shot gauntlet.
Yep. The fans were not having it at all.
Nope. Kalani Jordan. No, I wouldn't either. You got to have definitive stuff. Kalani Jordan defeated Indy Hartwell, the TNA Knockouts Championship. The system defeated Order 4 in the 10-person Intergender Hardcore War. Leon Slater defeated...
Nope. Leon Slater and Javon Evans went to no contest because Darkstay came out and beat them both into submission.
Not so Team bouncy. Shield.
Yeah.
Team Shield.
And that Hi. Leads... And that leads to the retirement match.
Yep.
25 years on from their Royal Rumble match, the Hardys, and we can say it because they said it, the Dudleys.
With Spike, by the way.
Yes.
Bringing them out one more time.
Yep.
And the Hardys... kept the TNA and NXT Tag Team Championships, and at the end of the match, Bully Ray and D-Von hand them their boots.
Yep.
Done.
Don's I up. Honestly believe they are 100% retired now.
Yeah. Bubba has
a tag team or as wrestlers?
Yes.
As wrestlers.
More or less as wrestlers. Bubba's got plenty of other stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
And D-Von said in some of the interviews how mangled his body is getting.
Yeah, I mean, both of them have had a very hardcore lifestyle in the ring. They've wrestled consistently now for, what, 25, 30 years as a tag?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their bodies are definitely done. And honestly,
and if you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's time for them to wander off into the sunset and become the statesmen of wrestling.
Yes.
The ending was beautiful if you saw it.
Yes.
Bully Ray was sort of half out of it, and the Dudley and Matt and Jeff had chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at each other and they're like, no, not this way. Dump the chairs and choke slam
with
Bully Ray through the...
Yeah, with Bully Ray pretty much saying, bring it on. Pretty much
and
like...
And one of the Hardys, and Mike's did catch one of the Hardys saying, I'm sorry.
That would have been Matt. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I love you.
I love you. Boot to the head. Wait a minute. Wrong show.
No.
But yes, mm-hmm. Then we get to the main event of that show, where Trip got whooped. Trick got whooped.
Whooped. Uh-huh. That's right. And Mike said, "Uh huh.
I like
Mike said." Mike Santana is your new TNA champion.
Yep.
Hooray.
But wait!
What?
What?
Here comes Nick down the ramp. Oh, he got intercepted.
Yep.
But wait! Here's Frankie!
And he gets intercepted too! So yeah, the Call Your Shot Gauntlet guys tried to essentially get it, and they couldn't get it.
But good for Mike Santana. However, I think they should have pulled the trigger at Slammiversary in New York. That's my theory.
Yeah. But I also understand why they did it here. You gotta remember, this is the single most important show of the year for TNA.
Yeah, this is their main.
Yes.
I agree with it. It's good, but congratulations to Mike Santana and all that stuff. Now, Josh.
Yes.
We've got a pay-per-view on Sunday. Or is it Saturday?
It is tomorrow.
It would be Saturday. And you're saying AEW's cooking right now?
Yes, they're actually... Things have improved since you last watched it. Because it sounds like you haven't watched in ages.
No, because nothing really has really said to me that I need to watch this.
Yeah.
Convince me.
Right, because you have in between Darby and John, Darby Allin, John Moxley. They have been leading towards an I Quit match. A guy who will never say quit or doesn't have quit in his vocabulary. And a guy who essentially has all the cards in his pocket to essentially bite off anybody who dares challenge him. I honestly believe this might be the one that John finally loses and goes away on. Maybe. But then again, you've also got to remember, the Death Riders will be there in full force. And did you catch that last promo on Wednesday between Darby and Dawn?
No, I did not.
They They were in a prison cell or a prison, you know, without the phones.
Right.
And they were cutting each other up pretty well, including Darby saying outright, "You wanted me to join the Death Riders."
Mm-hmm.
And he thought about joining Death Riders too, but he decided not to because he wanted to do everything or be everything that John wasn't. And then, of course, John pulled out one of his trump cards, had Pac right behind Darby, and smashed his head around the walls a few times and into the glass, ultimately smeared with blood. You've got that, and the one match that I'm like, okay, I am wildly interested in this, because it's obvious they mutually respect each other, but also, holy shit, the belligerent sexual tension.
The what?
Belligerent sexual tension.
That's what I thought you said.
Could you please elaborate?
Yes. Usually, two people, man, woman, whatever, man-woman, sometimes sweet, sometimes scratchy female, paired with a secretly kind jerk, not able to admit their feelings. Despite the conflict, there's an attraction that's usually obvious to everyone around except the couple. So there might be something more there, but who knows, with Chris Statlander and Tony Storm. Because, Tony, as you know, her character is very much
fluid,
sexually charged. And Chris Statlander, who may not exactly be on the straight and narrow. What? But yeah, may not be on the straight and narrow. Yeah. There's definitely something there. The question is it the beginning of a beautiful relationship? Or is it the beginning of a beautiful, beautiful fight? Either way, that's for Women's World Championship, and I'm there.
I'm glad you clarified. I thought you were talking about Darby and Mox.
No, no.
No, that's a little more BDSM.
That's more anyway. Brokeback Mountain mixed with BDSM. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Anyway.
Thanks, Vern.
Thank you, VRM.
Yeah. So there's four matches on the pre-show tomorrow night.
Yes, there are 12 matches in total. You've got FTR Hair and FTR Bald, with Manager Bald facing off against Jet Speed of Speedball Mike Bailey and Kevin Knight. Eddie Kingston.
By the way, before you continue, there FTR has been dealing with a stalking issue, and it's not been pretty.
We're talking real life, unfortunately.
Yee.
God damn it.
Yeah.
It's not follow on from Cash's case, is it?
No,
it's
Dax
in this case, not Cash.
He posted this on his Instagram stories. He said, quote, this is Dax saying this.
Yes.
Unfortunately, over the last year and a half, myself, my mom, and now my wife have all been either stalked, threatened, or verbally attacked by an individual on Instagram. AEW and I will be working with authorities to put this matter to rest. You know your name, who you are, and where you live. Please be fans, but leave it at that. I try to be as polite as possible as I can to people waiting in hotels and airports and even ignore the ones who hate me. However, when you bring my family into it, we have to draw the line. Good for him. Seriously.
Yeah.
Good. You know, we've talked about this all, you know, to everybody. Touch fucking grass. Seriously.
Yeah.
Touch fucking grass.
And if you can't,
let these people be themselves
till
they get
through. And get off the internet.
Sure. And Let these people have their downtime. Come bug them at the arena.
Yes.
Yes, CM Punk said the same thing.
Behind the guardrail. They're fine with that. They have to be normally. Let's see now. Eddie Kingston and Hook facing off against an unknown tag team, at least for now. Collision's probably airing as we speak. Harley Cameron and Will Nightingale face off against Divine Vanity, the relatively still new Megan Bain and Penelope Ford. And then Roderick Strong and the conglomeration of Orange Cassidy, Kyle O'Reilly, and Tomohiro Ishii face off against the Death Riders, aka not Mox and not Marina Shafir, though expect Marina around. Claudio Castagnoli, yep. Wheeler Yuta, Daniel Garcia, and Pac. And then for the main card, Tornado Trios match, the Hurt Syndicate, Bobby Lashley, Shelton Benjamin, and FTR MVP face off against The Demand, Ricochet, Bishop Khan, and Tona Leona. Jamie Hayter will face off against Tekla. Bandito and Brody King will probably lose the tag titles. There's a reason why here, unfortunately. To Kazuchika Okada and Konosuke Takeshita. The reason Bandito is working with a bum shoulder. They could drop it, and Bandito might have to go away for a while.
And you also forget something else about Takeshita as well, VRM.
Yes.
VRM.
VRM. Yes, because the thing is, Takeshita has the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. He won.
Yes, he is now the new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, yes.
Yep, and he's just 30 years old, which means new generation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, I was just trying to look up who he beat, and it was Zack Sabre Jr. So yeah, Takeshita is going to go into more than likely Wrestle Kingdom as champ, unless he loses it somewhere between here and there. For the TNT title, Kyle Fletcher, who's current year the champ, will be facing off against Mark Briscoe in a $500,000 tag team match. The Jurassic Express of Jungle Jack Perry and Luchasaurus will face off against the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks obviously trying to get money back so they can blow it all again for no good reason. And then
a couple of things, by the way, if I may.
Yeah.
Gosh, Kyle Fletcher has done so well this past year.
Yes.
I love what the proto star and all that stuff. Him associating with Don Callis has actually been the best thing for him.
Yes, has. And the bigger thing is, well, not bigger, but this is making me quite glad that I actually bought one of his shirts during the last 25% off sale on AEW Tees or Shop AEW. If you're looking for shirts, go to Shop AEW, look around, you'll find something you'll probably like. Anyways.
And I also think the Jurassic Express will win the cash.
Yes, because Jack Perry is going to cheat harder than the Young Bucks.
Right. And the fact... Yep, go ahead.
For the triple main event. Chris Statlander, the current AEW Women's World Championship, is facing off against Timeless Toni Storm. Hangman Adam Page, the current AEW World Champion, is facing off against Samoa Joe. And in the I Quit match, Darby Allin faces Jon Moxley. So yeah, it's stacked as per usual.
Do you think Paige will lose the belt? I don't think so here.
Paige will not lose the belt here. It's a little too early.
But Samoa Joe is still hanging in there, you know?
Yes.
He's saying he might retire, too. He's been in the...
He is looking down the barrel of that. I mean, he's in his late 40s. He's got at least one foot out the door with Twisted Metal.
Right, well, let's see. Samoa Joe is... 46. 46. Okay.
He's been wrestling for just short of 26 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Samoa Joe. Yeah, but this is a stacked card. Yeah. This is a really stacked card. So let me ask you something. Do you think I should give Dynamite another shot?
At this point, yes. You at least should give it a shot. If you don't like it, hey, that's on you. But for me, because I'm not really liking where WWE is going, and we're talking in and out of the ring, I'm like, no. I'm going to actually watch something that actually has the ability to bring me joy.
Okay. That's cool. You know?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Now I just got to figure out how to get, if I can get TBS and TNT back into my channel lineup.
Yeah, that one is up to your cable provider.
Yeah, but I have an a la carte service, so I might be able to talk them into it.
Yeah, possibility that. Should we talk about what happened on NXT and SmackDown?
Yes, because NXT is leading towards Halloween Havoc, which is next weekend,
I think. If not, it's the weekend after, because Halloween's in 2 weeks from tonight.
No, it's a week from tomorrow night, and it'll be in Arizona, and it's going to be on Netflix.
Huh, that's actually decent news. Which means you don't have to pay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's going to be on Peacock in the United States, internationally, Netflix, I believe.
Ugh, still with that $90+ frame. Yarg.
I'm trying to get the, just to double check this so that I know that I was right. Netflix internationally. Yeah. Okay. So we have, let's see, we have how many matches built up? Oh, wow. We have 5 matches already.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Sol Ruka versus Blake Monroe for the NXT Women's North American Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Page versus El Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr. in a Dia de los Muertos match.
Yep, an anything goes match, pretty much.
Right, pretty much. Okay. Hardy Boys versus Dark State for the NXT Tag Team Championship. JC Jane versus Tatum Paxley for the NXT Women's Championship.
Yep.
And in the main event, the new champion, Ricky Saints versus has a rematch with Trick Williams for the NXT Championship. So that's looking good. I don't know who the host is going to be.
Because the normal host is fired.
Right, that would be Shafi. Correct.
Would it be Joe?
Hendry?
Joe Hendry? That'd be fun. I don't know what Rhea Ripley's schedule looks like, but she'd be fun as a host.
She could really play that. What happened this coming Monday?
True. Right.
Yeah, but first we got to get to this, what we just saw about an hour ago, and I got to play the button again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let me play it longer.
I swear you should be playing the injury overload button the way this is going.
Please don't make me do that.
Yeah, let's not yet, okay? So, it was supposed to be Drew versus Jacob Fatu for the number one contendership for Cody Rhodes. But before the match started, there was scaffolding on top of Jacob Fatu. He was bleeding and he was taken out of the match. And they basically said, fuck it, let's have a world title match. Where Cody was wrestling in his suit.
Mm.
The rumors are going around that Jacob Fatu is going to miss all of 2026 with a non-wrestling injury.
Boy.
Something to do with that mouthful of teeth he had in front of him when we found him?
I don't know. I don't know, Davey. I don't know.
Mm.
Oh, Davey.
I'm gonna keep my ear to the ground on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We had the return, and we have a new champion.
Yep.
Yes.
With the returning Ilya.
Well, the returning Ilya Dragunov.
Yes.
Who defeated Sami Zayn with a little help from Solo Sikoa. Yeah. Okay. So the MFTs are running SmackDown again, except Wyatt's appear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yay.
Yay. Oh, and by the way, Alexa Bliss actually played in the Wyatt Funhouse this week in Orlando.
Oh, at Universal.
Yes.
Wasn't that same article where the rest of the guys got to check it out in person?
No.
The article that we mentioned a few weeks ago was not that. That was just the people who created.
Okay, because I saw another interview where they actually talked to Rowan and Loomis and
mm-hmm.
and Bo, and just how impressed and proud they were of how the way it's set up, because I've seen video of it. It's amazing. I've mm-hmm. seen video of the fun house at Universal. I wish I'd be in town for that, but they're going to have that torn down well before I get back down there.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then we have the Machine Guns beating Los Garzas, and of course, Drew basically, oh, so Cody hit Drew with the belt. Drew didn't do anything. Okay.
No, Cody hit Drew with the belt to get a disqualification since okay. they were running out of time. I mean, this wasn't the time or place.
Correct. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that they're not going to try to blow that at Survivor Series, are they? Then again, Cody's not in any kind of group thing for a Survivor Series style match.
Yeah.
Yet.
But do give me the motherfucking Toggins versus the Wyatt Six in a War Games match. I'm there.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. Thank you.
What was that? Can you repeat that, please?
War Games!
Yes.
Yes. Some other stuff. Do you have the, you actually have the da-da-da-dum. Me.
Do you have Dragonette or breaking news there, VRM?
Thank you.
And because I was away all summer running, I didn't realize this was actually a thing until I saw it on ESPN yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Vince's car accident.
Oh, yes.
What is Limu blew up again? Oh,
no, this was July 24th. He is receiving special probation. Okay.
Okay.
The judge granted a year probation on the condition that McMahon make a $1,000 charitable contribution and only drive if properly licensed and insured. If he stays out of trouble, reckless driving and following too closely will be dismissed on October 15th, 2026. In other words, rich people justice. Ta-da!
Actually, that isn't just merely rich people justice. I have seen tickets for driving or bad driving be able to get waived off.
Uh-huh.
Along these lines. So it isn't just rich people justice, but it is still not quite justice, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But it's more than what we would expect someone of his
yes,
fame and fortune to be hit with.
You're absolutely correct on that.
And Vince looks really fucking weird.
He doesn't have a stylist and he's 80 years old. I'm not surprised.
Yep.
I don't think I even want to see a pic.
I do not either.
No, no, no. Let's see. More people are... Oh, yeah! Okay. Now, we all know that Andrade got nailed for the wellness policy, right?
Yeah, and this is gonna get ugly.
The rumor
is...
And
then he disappeared on everybody, yeah.
The rumor is that TKO's compete is not 90 days anymore.
For this type of situation.
Okay. One okay. Year.
Yes.
Ouch!
If you are fired with cause, as in
and he was.
Fired for a wellness violation or essentially violating the rules, TKO now has it for 1 year. If you're fired because, hey, we're firing you because rando reasons, or like Wesley and all those guys down in NXT and Evolve, those guys are still on 90 days or less.
Yeah. No, I hate to say this, but Andrade deserved it. You know, I didn't know about the wellness violation, but that AWOL.
Yeah.
Was not cool.
Yep. But
now
that's Andrade for you.
Yeah, that's just unbelievable. And by the way, I am sorry about my performance tonight. I am not at my best. I apologize.
You're fine.
What?
Okay.
Anyway,
I've just my timing's been off tonight. But little video game action, Nikki. There is a Cena edition of WWE 2K25. Okay.
Okay.
There is. It's if you've never bought the game before, okay.
Okay.
You get, if you want the Farewell Tour edition, it's for $150. Okay.
Ouch. Yeah.
You get the Farewell Tour edition pack, which is playable Brock Lesnar, Ron Cena, WrestleMania 41 John Cena, and Doctor of Thuganomics John Cena.
Nice.
Virtual currency and 5 John Cena Farewell t-shirts. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
If you...
Yeah.
Ed,
sorry, I
if
have
you
a
get, okay, go for it. You take it.
What else you would have is the Bloodline Edition bonus pack, which would be cards with the Bloodline and more cosmetics for the island. WrestleMania 41 stuff, including stuff for Jey Uso, Cody Rhodes, and Aleister Black. The Rock for Nation of Domination. The Ringside Pass, which is, of course, the DLC character packs, the Supercharger, and the Mega Boost for Superstars. The Dead Man Edition bonus pack, which, yeah, it's a bunch of old school Dead Man stuff. The Wyatt Six, which is all the My Faction stuff for all of the Wyatt Six. And then Island Cosmetics for Uncle Howdy and Nikki Cross. And then, of course, as Jason mentioned, 187,500 virtual credits. And that is, whew, a boatload of money. Because, yeah, that is available for
Your system of choice: PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, Switch 2, not Switch 1, and Steam.
Okay.
Very cool. Yeah, they're trying to milk it up because aren't they almost out starting to think about WrestleMania, WWE 2K26 already?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because usually the first announcements for it are usually in like March. I think. Okay.
But yeah, it's been. I mean, that's insane. That's insane.
Yeah, that's okay. A lot of stuff, but it's also a very hefty price tag. I wouldn't be buying that personally because $150 is a little steep.
But
for the WWE fan in you, hey, go for it.
We are 4 weeks away from 4 weeks, I believe. We are about 2 months away. I thought it was 5 weeks. Wow.
No,
shows you where my bones are. Not yet. We're about 2 months away from John Cena's final match. And according to what John Cena says, no backsies this time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has said, and I quote, okay, despite any speculation or rumors, on July 6, 2024, I announced I would retire from WWE in-ring participation. I'm far from perfect, but strive to be a person whose word has value. December 13th, 2025 will be my final match. I am beyond grateful for every moment WWE has given me. I am excited for December 13th and look forward to seeing you all of you, one last time. I agree with him. I think he's done. This is I don't think it's bullshit.
He doesn't need to put his body through that much anymore. He's already got all kinds of stuff going on outside of wrestling. He's got all his acting career. He's got a cozy voiceover deal with Honda and probably a couple other places at this point.
Right.
And he could still do Make-A-Wish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you believe Gunther is the final opponent?
I would hope so.
That's a good torch passing match. I'd be very happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want, he's already fought Lesnar. I don't want him to fight Lesnar again. I want Lesnar to continue to remain gone.
Mm-hmm.
Bad enough, he's poisoning my supercard. Anyway,
I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see where we go from here with this. Couple other questions about Cena. Does Cena get into the Hall of Fame next year?
Yes, he will probably be given that information on December 13th.
Yeah.
It'll probably happen once he finishes his final match, and he will be the second inductee into next year's Hall of Fame and be the actual headliner, not Stephanie.
Right.
Who inducts him?
I wish it could be him. It'll... Orton? Orton.
Angle?
Kurt Angle would be good. Randy Orton would be good.
You're thinking Vince?
No.
That's what I was worrying about.
But because Cena and McMahon are still very tight.
Yes, they are.
All well and good, but I don't think that would be a very bad call. Because I don't know, I don't know what's left of what's upstairs on Vince.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
So I'd like somebody slightly more coherent. Orton sounds good. Angle, just because he was his first opponent. And I'm guessing he said Orton because that was some of his biggest feuds.
Yeah.
Not AJ.
Orton sounds like the, I agree with that. Yeah. Orton sounds like the right call to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the feud that, yes, again, my friends, the feud that never ends. But that works for me. I'm good. I'm good either way.
Mm-hmm.
So they just announced some new tape dates and some live tour, holiday tour dates. Okay.
Okay.
So Friday, December 5th will be a SmackDown in Austin. December 12th is going to be SmackDown in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Monday, December 15th, I'm guessing that will be that's where they will double tape Raw because there's no Raw taping on the 22nd. December 19th in Grand Rapids will be a double taping because there's no SmackDown live taping on the 26th. There's the holiday tour. And by the way, no Madison Square Garden show this year. Okay.
Huh. I thought they were doing one more here in the near future.
I will tell you, they are. It's the first SmackDown of 2026. It'll be in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center.
Okay.
The last Raw of 2025 will be in Orlando. The holiday tour is going to run through Baltimore, Tampa, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, and Rochester, and then Fort Myers, Detroit, Syracuse, and then Worcester, Massachusetts, and then Bridgeport, Connecticut, and the year anniversary Raw for Netflix will be in Buffalo, New York, at the KeyBank Center.
Provided they're not snowed in.
Right, yes, provided they are not snowed in. That is correct. Yep.
And can they have it at the new headquarters if they get snowed in?
Where?
At the new WWE headquarters?
Maybe.
They could.
I just want to see more of the building. We saw quite a bit of the old building. For the Blizzard Raw and of course Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Falls Count Anywhere in the warehouse.
Wait. Do we have somebody
look busy, guys? It's the Chief High Muckety Muck.
Whoa, what? Wait. What?
See how to take over a podcast 101.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Here's a podcast 102.
Behave.
No.
Good evening, everybody. How it goes?
We're hanging in there. I just also wanted to talk about Jericho has announced the seventh cruise of the seventh cruise. Get it? Seventh son of the seventh son?
Seven.
The seven seas.
Yes. Yeah. But there's interesting, no AEW talents on there.
Makes you go,
Yeah.
Could be, Rabbit. Could be. You know?
Yeah, it could be that he's going back out or to WWE for one last run.
That plus a Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah.
Him and Cena? That'd be nice.
I'm down.
Yeah, it is either independents or WWE connected people.
Interesting.
Yes, it is.
And just because it's some buddies of his from WWE doesn't necessarily mean he's going back.
Correct.
But I wouldn't mind him going back as long as he sticks to one character, please.
Yeah.
Right.
Just bring Judas over for the music rights.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we now have
to. We don't need to break the walls down anymore.
Oi.
Well, now that the crowds know that they're supposed to sing when music's playing.
Yeah. But yes, the usual suspects are there. We will see what goes on from that. Trying to think if there's any other news that I have seen that would be interesting. No, but I have to ask, Carl, since you're there, what do you think of the effects of the injuries to Fatu and Rollins, in your opinion?
Can you say panic mode?
Minorly, yes.
Hey, Darren, what are you panic button?
Do you hear it? Is it doing anything?
Wait, did you just hit the muffin button?
That's not the muffin button, that's the panic button.
Yeah, they gotta think on their feet, especially with the Rollins situation. I don't think they're working us this time.
The only thing that they might be working on us, Carl, is how long he's gonna be out. That's the only thing I could think of if they're working us.
Yeah, their rumors are saying it's going to be well past Mania in Vegas.
Damn it.
Depends on how serious this shoulder injury is.
Well, I'm keeping an ear on it because I'm hoping. This is a sad thing to say. I'm hoping they're working us on the time off.
Yeah, it remains to be seen. And then, but as far as Jacob goes, I'm not sure what to think about that one.
So what is that?
It's a non-wrestling injury. What did he do? Shoot himself?
In the foot?
Yeah. Who knows?
Don't remind us.
Yeah, that's a red flag right there. Just don't know anymore.
I give him props for the busted up mouth that we saw when we found him backstage.
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
Oh, there is one other piece of news I wanted to bring up.
Oh, go for it.
This is AEW related, but it's not exactly AEW.
Yes! Oh, this is awesome! You're right! Yes!
Because...
Nikki, you'll love this. You'll love this.
Yes. A few days ago, the news came out that Ruby Soho and Angelo Parker have teamed up along with two other people to essentially create and ultimately run a gaming cafe. This is in Mishawaka, Indiana, I believe.
Okay.
Mishawaka, Indiana. That is Greater South Bend.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's called Victory Roll. They just opened up yesterday, as I hope we're hearing this soon, or I hope we'll hear this soon on 5-1.
Okay, yeah, keep me posted, because that's a road trip I'd be willing to take.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and look this up real quick, see where this is exactly. As in, isn't it like on 24 or something?
Like 4.5 hours. Because it's great news for me.
There it is, West McKinley Avenue in Mishawaka. I can actually get there in one road. What the hell?
Lucky you, I probably have to do all the convoluted crap I have to do to go to Fort Wayne.
Yeah, for me, it's just get on Ohio or on, U.S. or State Route, U.S. 20, go west for a while, and then I'll hit Mishawaka. Okay. Then I'd have to do just some minor turning, and I'd be there.
Yeah, that's any wrestling road trip. Get on the highway, drive for 100-plus miles, and then turn left.
Yep. For me, it'd be turn right, turn left onto the bus version of U.S. 20, and then turn left. That's it.
Yeah, for you, it would be so, a bit more convoluted.
Yeah, like I said, I know it's a convoluted mess for me to go to Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though.
Mm-hmm.
And Indianapolis is a straight shot. We're talking northern Indiana.
Yes. In the greater South Bend area.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I might have to brush up on my some other game systems.
Yep. Or different board games entirely. Though they do have a Dungeons and Dragons-esque basement down there, so.
Okay.
But very, 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 very cool. And I think we need to sell some soap. I think we got everything, didn't we?
I think we did.
Yes, we do.
And if we didn't, sorry, Carl.
Yeah, we'll catch it next week.
All right, so first off, VRM, do you have anything to promote?
I finally made my way back to being regular, I hope, on BS, where we laughed at the every team in the NFC East except for the Giants, for once.
Yeah, and did you watch last night's game?
No, I was too busy watching the Rangers failing to score anything against the
Okay, because the Bengals won? What?
Yeah. On a last-second field goal. Yes,
what
pretty much.
What the hell?
It was wonderful.
Yeah, that. I wish I could have been up for that, but I still had work this morning, so yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Washington Football Club, so there.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was Pittsburgh. It's Pittsburgh.
Oh, sorry,
the Pittsburgh. Bears on Monday. You're talking the Bears on Monday. This is the Bengals, Steelers on Thursday, and we will be talking all Week 7 action this week on the BS Big Show.
And the Dodgers win the pennant.
Yep, 5-1.
Wow.
Nice.
Womp womp.
It was the Shohei show.
Yeah, off of a tungsten arm O'Doyle performance, except for the Dodgers won.
Unbelievable. What a performance.
I think Ohtani hit a homer earlier, too.
Three of them.
Jesus.
Three home runs, 12 total bases, 10 strikeouts. Wow.
You know what? As much as I want the AL winner to go there and win, I think the Dodgers are going to repeat.
Yeah.
They could.
Six innings, two hits, three walks, 10 Ks, zero earned.
Where are we at in the ALCS right now?
3-2, Seattle's up.
Yeah, damn it. I was hoping for Seattle to win the whole thing, but I don't know with the way the Dodgers are playing.
But put it this way, if Seattle and the Dodgers get in, you will legitimately have the two best teams in baseball playing for the World Series.
Yeah.
You can legitimately say that, and you gotta give Raleigh credit. You gotta give, but the Dodgers to sweep, to go back in, they look really good. And that's scary. They look scary good, It's scary how good.
Yeah, they turn heel, Jason.
Yeah, put it to you this way. What if I ever told you that $700 million would be underpaid,
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Over on the WLTI, we are in a little bit, we're a little calm before November sweeps. We talk about Survivor, Amazing Race, Jeopardy. The fact that Pop Culture Jeopardy is back, ladies and gentlemen, for season 2. And it is actually moved to Netflix, not Amazon Prime.
Interesting.
Nice.
And
I would figure it would have been on either Peacock or Hulu. That's who's got the streaming rights now for next day episodes.
Shmulu, because Hulu's about to get absorbed fully into Disney Plus.
We still got about 6 months before that happens, Joshy boy.
Yeah, I think it's a year of change, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, is this better?
Yes, we're fine.
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, my phone was hooked up to the car. Sorry about that.
Okay.
That's okay. And also, we debut a new game called Fair or Foul. Mm-hmm. So there you go. We talked about BS. Carl, do you have anything?
Yeah.
The only thing I'm going to promote, I'm not going to mention the name of the company. I'm just going to say the Pink Network for phones. Much better than the blue. That's all I'm going to say.
Whereas me, I'm very visible right now, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm tempted to be more visible, but I may be going pink as well.
The hell is this?
I don't know.
I'm more of a Tiffany Haddish sort of person right now.
Yeah.
Tiffany Haddish, yes.
I'm not going through Ryan Reynolds. So, but no. Yeah, Nikki.
Other than that, I'm good. Shoutouts,
of course, including our one that we missed terribly, Jamie.
Hold it!
Uh-oh.
Did you miss somebody? Hi. Because this week on It Was a
Go ahead.
Mike, Chico, and Greg covered. Roots. Because you got me flustered. Covered Hometown Commercials.
I'm sorry.
Volume 6. A bunch of bad AI, some really poorly acted out stuff, especially from Scottie Pippen. A commercial setting race relations back 50 years. Thanks, Rhett and Link. And Drunk and Smoking Santa from Toledo 76. I did not get to see that growing up.
I got something about AI after. Keep going.
Yes, I did not get to see that growing up because I was not in this area before that commercial went away permanently. Coming up next week. Who knows what's going to be happening because they don't even know. But for the second episode, they will be revisiting and revising TV Guide's 50 worst television shows of all time. There will be some that will get added and some that are definitely going to get erased. You'll find all of that and so much more on It Was a Thing on TV.com. Carl, what was that about AI?
Who's had their damn feeds on the socials with a bunch of wrestling AI this week?
Especially when
Martin Luther King as WWE champion, Stephen Hawking rolling down the ramp, and all
Mr.
that.
Mr. Rogers cutting promos.
Mr. Rogers in the NWO.
People sharing them with me that I really wish wouldn't share them with me. There's somebody that, did that, and I'm like.
Sorry, I might be part of this, used to be part of this group, not naming names. Anyway.
Yes. Color names.
Right. Anyway, moving on. As I get home,
AI
hang on one second.
Go boop itself.
Oh, come on. It's fun. It's just some people do it for the wrong reasons.
It's just slop. Give me real quality stuff. Like, say, Joe Hendry getting YouTube pooped. That was not done with AI. That was all splicey. Go find it. CS188 on YouTube.
Okay. So, is it my turn yet?
Yes, go for it. Your artist shout-out, okay. Starting with Jamie, we miss her Cloutier.
We miss her terribly, and she's been, work's going to be busy. Work's busy with Halloween, and then it's just going to keep picking up for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, I don't like my chances, but I have been able to talk to her lately. Or at least get a response, because I've been sending all kinds of weird, wacky stuff to her that when I mentioned to her that somebody in my gaming group called Mox a murder hobo.
Not terribly inaccurate.
But as for artists, obligatory shout out to Oni Wambashute. They said Kuala Lumpur. She doesn't typically have her artwork on Twitter. Check out her stuff on Tumblr, DeviantArt, and she probably has a couple other places. Let's see. Noberto Gaitan, wrestling and other types of fan art. with an anime spin. Commissions through vgen.co. He just posted a very, very beautiful picture of Stephanie Vaquer, post Crown Jewel. So definitely check him out. Somebody who doesn't do commissions, but I chase her art anyway. EKM at EKM Soldier 22803. This artist is a huge fan of Finn Balor, as big, almost as big as I am, and anything to do with the Judgment Day. So check the artwork out. I don't think they do commissions. Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby. If you're looking for more wholesome, softer art, can recommend highly. He's a little expensive, but he's very, very willing to do just about, you know, do all kinds of stuff. I don't know if he's taking commissions right now. And if you can't find him on Twitter, because I have a feeling he's going to be deactivating his account, he has moved to Blue Sky. James Diotto. His commissions are open. Let me pull him up. Wrestling fan, video game nerd, especially Final Fantasy VII. Check him out. I like his stuff. He's not terribly expensive either. If you like anime and your wrestling, check out Nahul Tajes on Twitter and Otanad on Instagram. If you cannot find Otanad on Instagram, just go to my dear uncle Paul's account, and he'll have probably most of it posted there. I don't know if Otanad does commissions, but Nahul Tajes says he's probably one of the least expensive guys out there. Definitely hit him up. But if you get any kind of fan art, just remember, pay well. Request work in progress stuff, because there's still too many people out there that are doing AI, and this is the stuff I agree with you, Snap Boy. Pay well, tip, share it everywhere on your social medias, everywhere on your internets, but make sure to credit the artist. That way people will see it and say, hey, that's really cool. I'm going to go check them out too.
Yeah.
Only other thing I've got is a big womp womp to Supercard for doing a Brock Lesnar event.
I actually have one more thing, and something about that CM Punk set, and we were also talking about fan interaction, especially this week going on. Okay. He has said, he says, he spoke out this past Tuesday on his Instagram stories. He has chided fans who go to airports and hotels to have encounters. He said, we unfortunately have to have this conversation again. Don't turn up at airports. Don't show up at hotels. I can't believe I have to say this. Do not follow people. You've been repeatedly politely told no, respect it. You're not a fan. You're a stalker and will be treated as such. Respect the boundaries. Stop harassing people. Fuck yes!
Yeah.
Agreed. As somebody who is guilty of that on a very few occasions, I will admit that I have done it and understand how wrong it is. Mm-hmm. These guys have enough on their minds. Let them be themselves so they, again, wait till they get to the building.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, they're going to have a choice of whether or not they're going to help you out.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just so treat people with respect.
I mean, just this social media stuff is what bullshit. People to be incredibly disrespectful.
And that goes double for meet and greets. Do not show up with a garbage bag full of shit. You know, bring a couple of things, get a picture, get it done. You want your eBay shit, you know, you're going to have to try a little. You might want to sell something a little easier to get your hands on.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. I really don't have anything else because I'm right here. You know, I see VRM's already called it a night. But for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, for Jason Block, and for our Chief High Muckety Muck, who graces us with his presence, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we discuss the pay-per-view fallouts and possibly what they're going to do without Fatu and Rollins.